The lights are out in downtown. Well, some of them. Some of the traffic lights are out downtown. And I got off at East 9th, at the East 9th exit at Ontario, Carnegie. Carnegie is what, I get them mixed up. You think I listened to the man for 30 years and I would know which one's which.
There's corners.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. Yeah, I know the corner.
He never talks about right field.
Yeah, he doesn't know where they go to.
You call it Carnegie? I've never heard you say that before.
Carnegie?
Not Carnegie?
Carnegie?
This is a big difference between New Yorkers and Clevelanders on this.
There's a hall or a road.
Yeah. You're saying it the New York way.
I'm just always, sorry, I get some, I guess I just always call it that way. Hey, oh, hey, I'm driving on East 90. Hey. Cabagula, hey. What? I didn't know. Anyway, lights are out at the corner of Carnegie and East 9th, and then a little bit further down at Prospect and East 9th.
It looked like it was all the way to Superior.
Oh.
Euclid was out, too.
So the traffic lights are out.
I imagine that crew that's working on it on the northwest side of that intersection.
So be careful as you come downtown, but I had an observation. I slowed down at East 9th.
Yeah.
And kind of did the look both ways. Are some people just treating it as like a figure eight at Painesville Speedway, and that's just what it is? And if you go through and you get T-bone, well, them's the brakes.
Yeah, I don't.
Because somebody went flying right past me.
Yeah, same thing. I saw two cars fly by while I was stopped. They passed me right up.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I even bother giving them the horn? What's the point at this stage?
I don't know. You don't
horn. It's this early. It's downtown Cleveland.
I saw Unhinged the other day, and I'm never honking at anybody ever again.
Yeah, what do I get out of it? What, never am I again. Teaching them some lesson? They're already, I'm way in their rear view. They don't even know.
They don't even hear you.
They probably don't even hear me. They're blasting music.
Yeah.
So I think this is one area of life that we have not evolved as a human race. I don't think people are any better today at this, navigating what should be a four-way stop, than they were 20 years ago.
No. It's the same thing with roundabouts. They make roundabouts, and I'm like, these aren't hard to negotiate.
I love roundabouts.
They are impossible. That is a controversial take.
When I see a roundabout, it's freedom. It separates the haves from the have-nots.
Thank you.
The knowers from the unknowers.
I totally agree. Thank you so much.
And when they're two lanes.
Thank you so much. I never agree with you more.
A two-lane roundabout.
Yeah.
Oh, inject it, Kenny, into my proverbial...
You got the perv, and I didn't know where you were going with that.
My veins.
In North Ridgeville, did you see they have like a double roundabout? It has like different curves in it and stuff. Yeah, they're putting one in. North Ridgeville is like the king of roundabouts now, the home of the roundabout.
They have one further down on 83. It's amazing.
Really? Roundabouts are
like
the cat's ass.
It's like you're doing the slaloms.
Yep, I love a roundabout. They got one big one just outside of like Talmadge where it's like five different ROADs off of one, and it's outstanding, and I love to navigate it every time I have to go through there. Sometimes I have to go to like Chapel Hill and stuff like that.
They need to do downtown then. Get rid of the lights all around. All be known as the Roundabout City.
Don't they have that one in D.C. you talked about when you lived in Georgetown?
First of all, D.C. is all roundabouts, but then they complicate it even further because they are elevated, so you can go under them, you can go around them, or you could go over them.
But aren't they like really big, like wide roundabouts? So it's like if you miss it, it's like see you in 30 minutes.
It can be really hard, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that's tough. That might be tough. Everything else, I love a roundabout. But yeah, be careful.
No show talks grids. Talks downtown grids like we do.
Yeah, we talk about it. We care about infrastructure on this show. But be careful because if you slow down, some people around you just might not. It's like Pitt Road in the 80s. What?
But when they build that stadium and we are obsessed with ingress and egress. We're obsessed. We cannot get enough of it. I want that entire facility to be roundabouted the right way. Let's truly make it, especially with the airport right next door.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course.
They better get on this now.
I wanted to now I have to try to sell you on something.
Go ahead.
Did you see that the Browns are suing the city?
I did.
And you said what?
They should take this to People's Court, where I can watch this on TV in a very tightly produced half hour. That's what I want. No, no more, no less. And I need a bailiff that gives a good soundbite. That's all part of it.
That one got me.
Judge Judy.
Yes. Well, no, what's the one we watch sometimes with
Hot
the three?
Bench. Oh,
yes.
No, they took that off. They put the Drew Barrymore show on now.
Wait a second.
There's no more Hot Bench.
They replaced the three beautiful judges
no,
who
I need
may
one.
Or may not have law degrees.
No, I need one. That's a thing. You need that's a that by the way, that is that's reckless. Second of all, I mean maybe
reckless
not.
Reckless speculation.
They let Steve Harvey do a
true.
Show where he gave real decisions that were binding.
They
it
probably
was called Judge Steve Harvey.
We elevated him to the role of judge, and I don't even think he went to night school.
Yeah.
I don't think he did any of that.
You're probably right about that. They probably just decided that there's real lawyers that make these binding arguments, and then they'll put Steve Harvey out there, and whatever he judges, you agreed to it.
That's it.
Yeah, they got this show called Hot Bench, and there's three people. I'm like, I don't like a tribunal. Give me one person up there, trading barbs, zingers, the whole thing. The one I can't mention anymore, right? He got in hot water. I always used to reference him instead of Judge Judy, and someone's like, Ken, don't reference him anymore. He got in a lot of trouble. I was like, okay, never mind.
I thought you were talking about divorce court, which
no.
The Limas watched a lot of growing up because it was applicable to our home life. I was really good about being able to project alimony. I had an innate sense. Oh, I know exactly what that's going to be per month. Garnishing of wages, I understand. I'm 10 years old.
Boy, that'd be great if you just had... Who would it be? Would it be Mayor Bibb? Or you'd have to put Brian Casey out there.
Oh, he's got
to
be involved
because he looks like one of the plaintiffs or defendants that you would see on Judge Judy.
Yeah.
And so you would put him there, and then you would pick which haslam ever you would want to, and then you could figure it out from there.
Didn't Kucinich get involved?
Would you put
all
Dave Jenkins up there? Would he do it?
Oh, first of all,
God, Kucinich.
Could you imagine Jenkins in a podium right next to Kucinich?
They have to put Dennis Kucinich up on a box.
Yes, they would.
Dave is a very tall guy. So I've read over this a bunch of times. So the Browns have filed a lawsuit basically seeking clarity about all this. And guys, I'm looking up. I am section 9.67.
Don't just start reading.
Yeah. Oh, this is where my morning is gone. I went from watching the beginning of Trailer Park Boys Countdown to Liquor Day to find a line to write on Facebook to section 9.67 of Ohio Revised Code. This is, Ken, why are you nuts? Because that's where we go from. Do I want to read the whole thing?
Get to it.
It's only three paragraphs.
Get to it.
The song ends in 28 seconds.
Okay.
So. Is this the Kathy Bates version?
Here we go. Well, if you keep talking, I'm going to run out of music. No owner of a professional sports team that uses a tax-supported facility for most of its home games and receives financial assistance from the state or a political subdivision thereof shall cease playing most of its home games at the facility and begin playing most of its home games elsewhere unless the owner either A, enters into an agreement with the political subdivision permitting the team to play most of its home game elsewhere, B, gives the political subdivision in which the facility is located not less than 6 months advance notice of the owner's intention to cease playing most of its home games at the facility, and during the 6 months after such notice, gives the political subdivision or any individual or group of individuals who reside in the area of the area the opportunity to purchase the team, etc., 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 etc. No, there's no more etc., etc. in there. That's it. That's the only thing. There's available versions of the section. There's a June 20th, 1996 version that I've clicked on, and takes me back to the original. So that this is it. This is June 20th, 1996. And basically, it's like, I feel that the Browns are looking for clarity because it's like, well, it says 6 months. We're giving you 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
And so what would be your takeaway, your read on that? Because a lot of people...
More hot air from the city.
Well, I keep seeing Daryl. Daryl is the one that... He is expressly.
Daryl's a bulldog.
He's expressly stated. He's going over this with a fine tooth comb, and he's like, "What are you talking about, City of Cleveland?" That's how he begins all his conversations with the City of Cleveland. And he says, according to the people he talked to, and he's pretty dialed in on this stuff.
Should go up there and shoot a video of him just yelling at Moses Cleveland statue.
he's basically like, the city has no leg to stand on here, based on the people he's talking to and the reporting he's done.
Because they really, I mean, they don't.
So we're going to waste everybody's time with this?
Yeah, we're going to.
I mean, look, if is this lawsuit, okay, I was going to say something that would sound very silly if it were any other city.
Well, the lawsuits generate tax dollars. Can I use that?
Yeah, maybe.
Just asking.
Can they tax the billable hours and have it come back to Cuyahoga County? No. Mayor Bibb, at least I know his people listen to this show. I'm not sure Mayor Bibb wants to come on the show. We'd love to have him. But is he signing off on this lawsuit? Because
I don't know.
We haven't seen Bibb publicly.
Well, it's not his lawsuit. It's the Browns filing suit for clarification.
I know, but to get to this point, to enforce the Modell law to begin with.
Oh.
Well, the city was going to sue first, and now the Browns are countering.
A preemptive counter?
They just want clarification.
Okay.
Well, based on what
still, and all that you read, Ken, it still doesn't say, here's the bid. We don't accept your bid. Can we just say we don't want your money? Your money is no good here. We're going to keep the team.
Quote, today's action for a declaratory judgment was filed to take this matter out of the political domain and ensure we can move this transformative project forward to make a new domed Huntington Bank field in Brook Park a reality. Dave Jenkins, CEO of Haviland Sports Group, said in a statement, we have no interest in any contentious legal battle, but are determined to create a project that will add to Greater Cleveland by building a dome stadium and adjacent mixed-use development. This project will bring premier events and economic activity that will generate significant revenue for the city, county, and state. Now, you may speak.
Yeah, I think all of this is just a huge distraction from the reality of what taxpayers and people that live in this region and people that are going to be using what could be a brand new world-class facility in Brook Park, what they all want to know, which is, what are the Haslams going to pay? I know what they've said publicly, which is between the mixed-use development and the stadium for they will pay $2.1 billion or such. But the public wants to know, look, we know the public's going to be on the hook for something. Mm. Explain to us how that's going to work. Explain how the money, like Chris Ronayne, the county executor, Chris Ronayne, the executor. We might get to a point where there's executions involved here. I think he was coming out and saying the financing doesn't make sense. Like this, the Haslams need to open up all the books on this in their proposal and explain how exactly Cuyahoga County residents and also the people that come in from all over that are going to be taxed with their admissions tax, parking tax, the bed tax, all that together, what that is going to equate to.
As Lima likes to say, there are many devils in many details, and you will have that.
And I think everybody, because there's still people who want it at, you know, on the lakefront, and they're going to get nostalgic about that. But the people who are in support of having the city take a huge step forward where we're going to get the type of development that we've been craving for years and get a world-class facility and be able to get even more hotels because of that facility, improve on the infrastructure and the public transportation, I think all those people are going to want to know, how much are we on the hook for? How is this going to change our daily lives and explain the taxes to us?
When are they going to talk about the development that's going to replace what is now Huntington Bank Field?
That's
going to
be years.
Yeah, but it seems that'll like they're in denial right now, Owen, about whether or not they even want
but
that.
But wouldn't that help to kind of smooth some of this out?
Yes.
Well, don't they have to have, they would have to have corporate partners get involved that would have plans to build on that site, that would buy that land and then build on those sites. And
is
they don't
that
have
just
that
crazy talk, or is there actually something to it being developed?
I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for everybody involved to get real, real development on the lakefront that we've been clamoring for years.
Somebody told me they have, and this is why I feel that this is very performative here, is somebody had told me that, they got people waiting in the wings to invest. That very rarely this downtown, a city our size, a city like ours, has the real downtown development like that. There's people who are waiting. They're champing at the bit to put more cranes in the air along the lakefront to get rid of the stadium and put something permanent there. That is what I've been told, and I believe that's what Anthony has been told. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not by even city officials, by the way. I have talked to nobody from the city who has said that to me. But they're obviously not going to come out and say, hey, we have this great big transformative thing, because they got to put the Browns through the paces, which
I guess
I think I know why, but I don't want to say publicly yet. I don't want to do that yet.
Will you write it on a piece of paper and slide it over to
me? No, I'll tell you during the break, like I say everything else. Yeah, I never saw. Well, now we got cameras in here. I can't write things.
See? Cameras ruined everything.
Let's get rid of the technology.
I used to have some crazy drawings I would show you guys. Can't do that anymore. The eye in the sky.
We used to jump it out. We would have a guest come on, bore us. I mean bore us. And me and Ken would have a field day dancing around, yep, making faces.
Drawing things, trying, yes, to make each other laugh.
A lot of doodles. A lot of phallic doodles.
But you know
can't
what?
Do any of that anymore.
But you know what? Daryl's interviews have gotten much better lately.
You know
so
what?
We don't have
he's
to do that
it,
anymore.
He's turned it around, Kenny.
Yep.